I'm graduate student in University of Missouri. Alexis is my advice. Today I'm going to talk about the extension theorem for paraboloid in the finite field setting. Before we start, let me review this problem in the Euclidean setting. Okay, this S is the set of the RD. This sigma is a positive measure, spot is on S. So, extension theorem asks us to determine two exponents, P and R, such that following estimate holds. Recently, Mockenhaupt and Tao introduced this problem in the finite field setting. So today, I wanted to introduce some improved results, better than the results by Mockenhaupt and Tao. Now let me introduce the outline of today's talk. First, I will introduce some notation and Fourier analysis machinery in the finite field setting, and then definition of extension theorem in the finite field setting. Now, I will state main results and some necessary conditions for LPLR boundaries. And lastly, I will introduce a brief idea for proof. So, here is a notation. FQ denotes a finite field with Q elements whose characteristic is greater than 2. I mean, the Q is a power of other prime, not even prime. Here, FQD is the dimensional vector space of a finite field. So, let me introduce the definition of the parabola in the finite field setting. This paraboloid in the finite field setting is defined by this. This is the Euclidean analog of a paraboloid. So here, chi means some non-trivial additive character of a finite field. We will take chi as a canonical additive character, which is good. So this sigma is the normalized surface measure on paraboloid. Given function, the complex value function, as usual, we define the inverse Fourier transform like this, or the inverse measure F0, Fourier transform formation of measure. Here you can see this normalized pack. Here, this one. Okay. Here is a space. Let me introduce some norm notation which is related to function space and the frequency space. And here, FQD, dx is just a function space which we endow just a normalized counting measure, dx. On the contrary, this FQD, this dm denotes just a dual space, the frequency spaces, which we will endow the just counting measure. So by using this we can define the definition of norm like this. And you see here, we use normalized pack because dx is just a normalized counting measure. And here, in frequency space, dm denotes just a counting measure, right? So, looks like definition is different. Here, we use also normalized pack. Okay, now we are ready to define the extension theorem in the finite field setting. Let me first define the R star P to R is to be the best constant such that the following extension estimate holds. So we already defined this norm notation. So main question, in finite field setting, the extension problem asks us to determine small possible exponents P and R such that this estimate holds. In this inequality, the inequality independent of the size of finite field. I mean Q. Okay. Now let me introduce the random result by Mockenhoff and Tau. The extension problem to parabola was solved, completely solved by Mockenhoff and Tau. In higher dimensions, they got the Stein-Thomas exponent, this result. Moreover, in particular, in the case when d is 3 and minus 1 is not a scalar number, then they got the improvement of the Stein-Thomas exponents by showing that this one. Okay, now as you will see, we can improve this second Stein-Thomas result exponents a lot in even higher dimensions. In the further this third theorem, maybe we can extend this kind of theorem to higher other dimension. Okay? We cannot improve this one. Okay. Let me introduce our main result. Here, in higher even dimension, d is greater than or equal to 4, so we have this kind of result. Here, we have LP alpha estimate. So as you will see, this result is better than Stein-Thomas exponent. Also, we can get the L2 LR estimate like that. So especially in this LP alpha estimate is very important, because if we get this result, we get automatically get this kind of result by using this result and Stein-Thomas argument and just the properties of the paraboloids. So we will focus on this problem. So this is another result. As I told you, if the minus 1 is not a scalar number, then we can improve the Stein-Thomas exponents in other dimensions. Tau and Mockenhoff just got the improved Stein-Thomas result in the case when the dimension d is just 3, minus 1 is not scalar number. So our result can be extended to higher, some other dimension. I mean, it is just d equal 7 works. 9, I don't know. 11 works. I doubt we can get. No. Okay, let me visualize our results. And you see, in even dimensions, there are some many results. That this theorem 1 tells us, theorem 1 means our LP alpha estimate. Theorem 2 tells us, theorem 2 is just L2 LR estimate, right? So by interpolating these two guys, we get whole improved exponents. Just 1 comma infinity is trivial estimate. Just end point is important. This is automatically works. Okay. As I told you, Mockenhoff and Tau in general dimension, they got this exponent. In even dimensional, we got large improvement. But still, we need to explore this region. So here is the necessary condition. As you see, in even dimensional, we can improve Thomas Stein exponent along to this direction, right? In even dimension. However, let's look at the necessary condition for other dimension. This is necessary condition. It's impossible to improve the sign Thomas exponent to this direction. I mean, LP alpha estimate. There are some differences between the other case and the even case for the necessary condition for bounding. So main reason, the reason why there are some differences between the two necessary conditions, in even dimension, to get a necessary condition, this line, we test with the subspace which is totally contained in the just parabola. I will explain the later. I will give you some example later. Let's go to any. However, even if we cannot improve this sign Thomas exponent to this direction, if we have some assumption that minus 1 is not a square number, we can improve this one. Actually, Mockenhaupt and Tau just got in three-dimensional, they improved. Right? Also, we improved in the higher order, other dimension. Okay. Let me introduce the outline of the proof for LP alpha estimate. Okay. Basically, we will work with the characteristic function on the subset of the paraboloid. So essentially, we will estimate this inequality. Here P naught is just this number, but as we see here result, we use this notation, right? This is less than approximate. So this notation allows us just logarithm growth in this constant. So we lose the endpoint estimate. Actually, we did not get this endpoint estimate. However, if we get this estimate, maybe we can get our result, right? Except endpoint. So proof is very easy because if we expand by using definition of this norm and just some property of the orthogonality of the character, non-trivial character, we can expand both sides, and then we can simplify this one, we get this inequality. So our task is to estimate the lambda subpole of E, right? Which is defined by this one. So if we can count this number, we are happy, right? So whenever we improve this upper bound, we can improve the restriction result, LP, L4 estimate, which implies we can improve L2, LR estimate. Essentially, we got this estimate. The proof is not difficult, but I don't have enough time to introduce this whole proof, so just I got this. I believe this is true. Alex believe. And then this estimate is terrible, right? In the right, let's look at the left hand side. There are two terms inside of meaning, right? Size of E to the 3, and then blah blah blah. And you see this lambda of 4 is given by this one, right? What's the trivial estimate for this size, this sum? If we fix x, y, g, automatically w is determined. So this is a trivial estimate, is just this guy is exactly less than equal size of e to the 3. This is trivial estimate, exactly trivial estimate. But unfortunately, if size of E is very, very small, we cannot improve this trivial estimate because our parabola contains some subplane, I mean, subspace, line or plane, if minus 1 is square number. Anyway, we got this lemma tells us this one, right? Because if size of E is big, this term dominate other terms, right? So this term is very, very similar to this term. Okay, we got this one. If size of E is very small, this is too big, so we take this guy as upper bound of this. And then you may check this inequality holds. Because we already got some number, right? This one, such that this is holds. And okay, this is done. So main issue, my problem is, I believe, and you see here, I'm very interested in the LP alpha estimate. As you see, in other dimensional, we cannot improve the L, this Stein-Thomas exponent, right? But when can you improve this one? If minus 1 is not a square number. I mean, our parabola doesn't contain any subspace, line or plane. So to improve this one, if we assume that the minus 1 is not a square number, we can maybe improve this one. We did this one, but this our result is not enough. So to improve our result, essentially, we need to improve this trivial estimate if size of E is small, minus 1 is not a square number. So maybe combinatory method maybe will work. Our analytic machinery doesn't work. Because size of E is small, I have no idea about this. So who knows? Some of you can maybe deal with this bound. If someone can prove some upper bound of this one, which is better than trivial bound, let me know. I'm very appreciative. Okay? Thank you very much.
Is there any question? Okay. Thank you, Stephen. Good. The curvature pair role,
what?
Does curvature play a role in the proof of your theorem, either explicitly or implicitly?
Yeah, explicitly. No? What?
Well, it's just in the sense that there's no notion of Gaussian curvature. So there are exponential sum bounds.
Exponential sum bound is because Alex, David, I got explicitly. We can get explicitly. You know Gauss sum, right? Gauss sum, we can define two Gauss sum. Gauss sum is eta and chi. Here, this eta is a multiplicative character. This eta is a canonical character. I mean, this is a quadratic character, this is a canonical character. We have an explicit formula for this Gauss sum. It's very good. As I remember, maybe if Q is some prime to the S power, maybe if minus 1 is a scalar number, I mean, Q is a congruent 1 to modulo 4, maybe this Gauss sum is exactly same to minus 1 to the S minus 1 to the Q to the half. If minus 1 is not a square number, 3,
we have another explicit.
So maybe we can get explicit constant. I can, but we are not interested in explicit constant. But when you study the graph theory, we need, right, that explicit.
Okay. Are there no more questions? Let's thank the speaker again.